broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Good morning. And, of course, we got some sad news this week. Golf course architect Perry Dye, the son of Alice and Pete Dye, died on Thursday. He was only 68 years old. Got a great show for you this morning. We've got Alex Myers, senior writer from Golf Digest, coming in. Taylor Herber, VP Sales, Blue Tees Golf. Blue Tees Golf. Remember that. Bob Winters, the confidence doctor. We're going to be talking with Bob. He's a sports psychologist and an author. And Anne Liguori, president of Anne Liguori Productions. She's host of Talking Golf on WFAN. She'll be with us first. But, you know, we're going to have one of those gorgeous days, partly sunny, scattered showers windward side, a little rain on the leeward side. We wish it would be more. The high today is going to be 90 degrees. Of course, it's muggy. And the trade winds are 15 to 20. So there's a little bit of a breeze. But, it's going to be humid. You're going to have to reapply that sunscreen. If you're out on the golf course, definitely put that sunscreen on. You'll want to be, you're going to go play around? Okay, you want to play around. There's a Poipu, an 832. Makalei has an 850 on the Big Island. And it's 58 degrees in Volcano. We should go there. Royal Hawaiian has an 835 at 10 o'clock. Sold out at Pearl Country Club. Makaha East has an 1154. Maui Nui has an 830. All right, we're going to come back with Anne Liguori after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup 24/7, Aloha Power Equipment, we keep power at your fingertips, Honolulu Sign, now at 1724 Hart Street, one block Mauka of Nimitz, Sue's Electric and Cranes Inc., keeping Hawaii powered and lifted for 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers. Houses and RCM construction for your Spalding repairs. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Thank you. Anne Liguori, president of Anne Liguori Productions, host of Talking Golf on WFAN and CBS Sports Radio Network, TV talk show host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, business owner, philanthropist, and brand ambassador, Ibcool Athleisure, Hampton's Rope Collection, Dune Jewelry in particular, Chillaxin, we'll talk about all of that. She's founder of Anne Liguori Productions, a media company, and she, of course, has a charity tournament in the Hamptons that I hear is something to not miss if you get an invite. Welcome into the clubhouse, Anne.
What a pleasure to connect with you, Danielle, and Hawaii is one of my favorite golf destinations, and right now we're on the total opposite end of the states here in Montauk, New York.
Montauk, New York. Did you get up there or get away from all that rain that's been happening on the East Coast?
Oh, my goodness. So we took our boat from Southampton to Montauk, and, of course, we did have the storm come up one night, and it was a little rocky, so we just kind of spent an extra night in Montauk, and now we're heading back to Southampton. So.
Wow.
We did experience it just for one short evening, though. It wasn't too bad, thank goodness.
Yeah, it sounds glorious, though, just cruising in a boat down the coast. What a life you live, my dear.
We're blessed. We certainly are. But like you, we both are real hardworking women in sports radio, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You just do such an amazing job, Danielle.
Thank you
truly.
Very much, and so do you. I'm just impressed with everything that you do. Can we, I got to talk to you a little bit about security. Security at the Scottish Open. Rory McIlroy did not make the cut. And not surprising, after the experience he had with a fan, if you can call him that, picture this. A man, you've been to many, Sony Open, Century Tournament of Champions, all the different tournaments there are across the world. Now, I have never been able to go inside an area where the players are working with their clubs and getting ready to tee off. But here,
right? I mean, it was scary. It didn't seem like anybody was around, really. And Rory was there. John Rahm was standing there on the tee box, and they just, you know, stared at this random guy who walked right up on the tee box and grabbed that iron out of Rory's bag and took some practice swings. And I think they might have thought initially he was, you know, part of the tournament, or they were doing some kind of photo shoot, which would have been strange during, you know, a tournament, you know, while it's in play, right?
Yes.
As it was. But this was this guy, you know, whether he had too much to drink or has mental illness or whatever, it was really scary. And, you know, some people thought it was funny to watch, but as you pointed out, I just thought the lack of security to protect these players is really concerning. And, golf is one of those sports where, you know, logistically it's hard to really protect every single player, right? But to have to wait that long before, you know, a guard went up there and escorted this guy off the tee box was pretty troubling to me.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. 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 He touched, you know, he went first for the driver, grabbed the head cover right off the driver, then looked in the, that's how much time he was taking, then looked in the bag, grabbed out that iron, looked at it, walked just a couple of steps away, and starting taking practice swings. I'm like, wow. And nobody tackled him.
That's right. I mean, it could have obviously turned into something much worse. I mean, you know, he had a club in his hand, and
yeah.
Rory did say, listen, I'm not going to go near a guy. He has a club, you know, one of my clubs in his hand. Yeah. You know, I just don't know what somebody like that is going to do. Somebody who, you know, doesn't have anything from preventing him from, you know, interrupting a tournament, going on to a tee box like that, getting so close to the players. I mean, you never know what can happen. And I think we've been fortunate, you know, the golf community as a whole, that, you know, that it's been pretty, pretty safe. But, you know, you know, guys get, you know, these spectators or whomever can get crazy ideas in their heads. And just, you know, hopefully we're not going to have a major incident in the future. But we need more security at all these golf tournaments.
Certainly.
You know, not only in our country. I mean, look what happened with, you know, at the PGA Championship. You know, Phil Mickelson walking down that 18th fairway, Danielle. You know, the PGA of America did issue an apology. They said it could have been handled a lot better. They should have had a lot more security there. But that was scary, too, because they basically got so close to Phil that somebody actually bumped him, and he slowed down his stroll, and then he was surrounded by security. And then Brooks Koepka completely got lost.
Yeah.
And all the fanfare there, and he complained that somebody, you know, tweaked his knee. So it is something that they're going to have to take a closer look at, I think, because more and more fans are, you know, they're glad to be able to get back to golf after, you know, the pandemic. There are spectators now at these tournaments and these major championships, and I just think maybe they're going to have to re-examine the security issue.
Yeah, they're really excited, these fans. And, you know, I mean, they're just like so excited to be back out. But, hey, let's a little decorum. Going to the Open at Royal St. George's next week, I'm surprised we don't have more American players out there at the Scottish trying to kind of get accustomed. It seems like there just aren't that many. Do you know why?
Well, you know, and I just saw that Matthew Wolff, who I had the opportunity of walking with at the Travelers, unfortunately he did not make the cut. So he was walking with his buddy from Oklahoma State, Austin Eckroat, and I had the opportunity to play with Austin at the BMW Charity Pro-Am, the Corn Ferry event in Greenville, South Carolina. So I had a chance to talk to Matthew, but I didn't know that he was going to pull out of the Open. That news just came out. This morning. But yeah, you know, I think obviously the measures that they're taking related to, you know, the COVID related restrictions are just a little too much for a lot of the American players because they're used to not having as many restrictions. I know the RNA sent out a 5-page memo to the players last month outlining all the protocols, and you know, the players don't have to quarantine, but if they bring a guest, that guest, whether it's their, you know, their spouse or whomever, has to quarantine for, I think, at least 5 days before they can even join the player.
They can only
stay with four people, and they have to be within their support group. For instance, caddies and coaches cannot share accommodations. So, and this doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. So there's a whole outline of safety protocols that the RNA has put together. But what's kind of ironic is, you know, they're having fans at the Open Championship. So they're going to have 35,000 people, this Open Championship, yet they're putting so many restrictions on the players. They all have to stay in, the bubble, the official hotel, or they have to have, if they want to stay privately, they have to have a self-catering rental with a maximum of four people per property. So there's just so many, you know, and I know Ricky Fowler was complaining about it last week. So I think a lot of players have just decided, you know what, I'm just not going to do it this time around. I'm just going to stay in the United States and work on my game and not have to deal with all these real intense health and safety protocols.
Excellent. Good insight. Thank you so much. This is Anne Liguori, of course, and you know her, president of Anne Liguori Productions, host Talking Golf on WFAN, brand ambassador. We're going to talk about some of the brands that you represent. Tiffany Joe, LPGA, retiring after this week at the Marathon LPGA Classic. She made that surprise announcement. At least it was, for most people, a big surprise. I think even her family was surprised. I was surprised. How about you, Anne?
Yeah, very surprised. As I say, I've been in Montauk, and I've been kind of on a 4-day staycation, so I'm not aware of. This is the first I'm hearing of it. But did she say why?
She just thinks that it's time. She loves it, but and probably will, you know, try to qualify for the Women's Open until she's 135. I think not quite,
sure.
But she said she just needs a different. She needs to go in a different way. She loves everybody, but and what she did the week that she's retiring, of course, you know about Jane Park's daughter.
Sure, that's
Grace.
Bad. Yeah,
right.
Bad, yeah,
yeah. The child suffering from undiagnosed seizures, brain swelling, in the hospital since last Friday. Tiff Joe started a GoFundMe page. So
yes.
You know, she's got so many different interests, and she also, as she does, she edited a video together with her own personal rendition of Amazing Grace. You know, so
oh wow,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
She's, well, you know, I just think, you know, it's hard. It's a hard life for men and women, right? You know, you're basically on the road nonstop, especially during the pandemic. There were a lot of safety protocols. You couldn't really travel a lot with your loved ones. It's somebody who is multidimensional. You have to be so focused, as you know, Danielle. Mm-hmm. And I had this conversation with when I was playing, and I'm an amateur player. I'm not a professional golfer. But, when I get to the opportunity to play in these pro-ams, I get a real even keener sense of what it takes to be not only a professional golfer, whether you're a woman or a man, but also the time commitment that it takes. You literally, by the time you practice, play in the pro-ams, practice again, have, some time for media commitment. You have literally very little time to spend with your family. You have very little personal time. It's, golf as a profession takes so many hours in the day. And I admire these women so much who just are able to focus on golf, have their families, be moms as well, and do all the other things that they want to do. You look at somebody like Christy Kerr, who's been at it for so many years. You know, she has, a wine label. She's, such a renaissance woman.
Yes.
She has all this stuff going on in addition to keeping up her game for so many years. That takes a lot of organization and time management. So when I hear of somebody who is ready to just say, look, there's so many more things I want to do, I think that takes a lot of guts. You have so much talent. You're winning these tournaments and playing so well, but you decide, you know what? It might not be for me. I want to go a different direction. And, sometimes you get to a point where something that happens you know, just maybe changes your perspective a little bit.
Exactly.
And you realize that life is so short and, you know, there's other things that you want to do. So I give her a lot of credit for making, you know, such a huge decision.
Yeah, it's a big leap and she's looking forward to the next stage. And that's awesome, you know, because you, when you close the door, you not really close it, just step through the door to the next room. And then things just, there are other doors and you never knew those doors were there. And it's just, it's a very fulfilling and energizing and scary, but it you know, on the other side, it's a whole lot of fun. I gotta, before we talk about your brands, and I'm really fascinated with the leisure line that you have, Ipcool.
Sure.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about Tiger Woods and his recovery?
Well, you know, I ran into Tiger's agent, well, this has been, what, in May now, at the PGA Championship, and Mark Steinberg told me he had just visited Tiger, and he said, you know what, Ann, he's just lucky to be alive. He,
wow.
You know, he looks okay, but, you know, the pictures that he'll tweet out now and then, you know, he's smiling, and, you know, he has a cast on his leg, or, you know, we're seeing, like, you know, just one photograph here and
yes.
there. We're not really, you know, his buddies, Justin Thomas has been over there occasionally and texts him a lot. And, you know, they're just trying to encourage him. I honestly, since there's not much news coming out of his camp, it's just going to take a long time, I think, for him to be able to walk normally again. Forget about playing golf, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in, that accident was frightening and could have killed him. And, you know, he has a lot of mending to do and a lot of rehab to do. And I just think right now his goal is probably just to walk without the help of crutches or a wheelchair. And, you know, hopefully he'll be able to walk again. And then we'll see, you know, how badly he really wants to put in the effort to come back, even if he can't physically. We just don't know. There's so many questions. So,
exactly.
We're all praying for him, and hopefully he makes a full recovery.
Absolutely. You know, or recovers enough to have a normal life, you know, one that doesn't necessarily tax him, but is with, so he can be with his family, do the things that we all take for granted, like, as you said, walk normally. So, brand ambassador, Ipcool Athleisure. I've never heard it put that way. Athletic and leisure. Tell us about Ipcool clothing.
Sure. It's called IB Cool.
IB Cool.
Spelled,
oh.
Yeah, it's spelled IBKUL.
Yeah.
And their website is IBKUL.com. And it's athleisure wear. And that's a you know, description now that, you know, these top apparel lines are using, because it's not only for athletics. It's also, it's leisure wear that you can, you know, wear going to lunch, or you can play 18 holes and then go out that evening. And they have dresses and skorts and tops and pants and shorts. And they have a line for men as well. And what I love about it, first of all, it's very colorful and the fabric's very light. It's so lightweight, doesn't wrinkle, but it has these innovative properties in it, such as SPF 50 plus sunscreen.
Wow.
To protect your skin against the sun. So, you know, definitely in Hawaii and in Florida and Arizona and everywhere. I'm always wearing long sleeves, but it's very light. You don't feel warm in it. And then it has this ice fill technology, it's called, that cools your body 5 degrees.
Wow.
So when you're wearing it, it actually cools you down, which is such an interesting concept. So it has all these real kind of fashion-forward and scientific-forward technologies in the fabric, but pure and simple. It's stylish, and it's colorful, and it's a lot of fun to wear. So check it out. It's IBKUL.com. And I think, you know, I think people will love it in Hawaii and you know, with the hot and humid climates, because it keeps you cool, and you can look stylish at the same time.
You look great in it. I saw you wearing one of their shirts, and you looked really good and happy, and it was colorful. It just made everything happy. You know, it did something about...
And they have theme. You know what I love about it, Danielle? They have theme tops, too. So, like, right now I'm wearing a top that has golden retrievers on it, and I have a golden retriever dog who's 14 who's right here by my side. And they have, you know, if you like, for the holidays, they have red, white, and blue tops, you know, for for 4th of July weekend or Memorial weekend. So there's a lot of fun tops that you can, they have pink flamingos, you know, just a lot of really fun theme tops as well. So it's really something you can wear all the time.
I be cool. IBKUL.com. Athleisure. Now, you know, for the last, 18 years, I've been talking to various fashion houses, and I'm saying that loosely because most of them were small business women who wanted to make clothing for the game that you could wear on the course and then go to lunch. And it was so difficult to do that because you're breaking into a big business. And they just knew that women wanted that. So this is great. And I love the technology, the idea of feeling 5 degrees cooler. I want it now.
So I will send you some. You'll love it. It's just, as you say, I've been going to the PGA show for years. And, you know, in the old days, right, you could never find anything for women that was practical as, you know, golf wear. And stylish. Now, there are a lot of different lines out there that are both stylish and they have pockets in the right places. And you're like, oh, yeah, I could wear that.
Exactly.
And the line is really good for tennis and sailing and equestrian. I mean, you can really wear it for anything, not just golf. So.
Yeah, I can go to the polo game and sit in under the tent and be cool. I be cool, okay?
You'll be cool. You're cool whether you wear it or not, Danielle.
So there it is, IBKUL.com. The other, this is beautiful, the collection of jewelry. Hampton's Rope Collection, Dune Jewelry. Tell us about it.
Right. I was honored to be asked to collaborate with Dune Jewelry. It's D-U-N-E, jewelry.com, to design my own jewelry line. And because I live on the east end of Long Island in the Hamptons, we decided to call it the Hamptons Rope Collection.
Ah.
And it's custom made. Each piece, they take sand from your favorite beach or your favorite golf course or really any natural element. We have grass from Pebble Beach that they've made necklaces and earrings out of and bracelets and rings. And it's just a really great way to kind of cherish the memories. So say you have a hole-in-one on one of your favorite golf courses in Hawaii, you can send in maybe some sand if you get permission from the club. And then they will make you whatever you'd like and even engrave it on the back with the date that you had your hole-in-one or your special round of golf. And, you know, a lot of people get sand from the beach where they spent their honeymoon or where, you know, they got engaged or, you know, whatever the special memory is, whether it's Father's Day or Mother's Day, because they make keychains and money clips and ball markers as well. So it's for, you know, men and women. Whatever the occasion is, you can basically have Dune Jewelry custom make the piece. And then you have a piece of jewelry for life or an item for life that you can remember that special moment. So my collection is called Hampton's Rope Collection, and you can order it on dunejewelry.com. And you can either send in your own sand from your favorite place, or they have a sand bank of sand from over 5,000 beaches. And now you just tell them which beach you know, what sand, and they have the sand pictured. And until I started doing this, Danielle, I didn't realize how different sand looks. But, you know, in Bermuda, you have pink sand at some of the beaches there. In the Bahamas, you have, you know, sand as white as can be. In Ireland, I got sand from a beach there, and it was gorgeous, kind of brown and black sand.
We're losing you. Oh, dear. We've lost the connection. Anne Liguori, president, Anne Liguori Productions. She was talking about Dune Jewelry. Go there. It's a beautiful site. And some of the sand. Dunejewelry.com. And Anne Liguori, I'm sorry we can't hear you, but it was such a pleasure talking with you. I hope we'll talk again. A host of Talking Golf on WFAN and CBS Sports Radio Network, Anne Liguori, thanks for being on the show. We're going to come back. We've got an interesting look into confidence. The confidence doctor is with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Well, you've often heard me say you have to have fun on the golf course. And others come back by saying, well, fun in golf is impossible because golf is hard and therefore it is not fun. Well, my comeback is if you don't expect more than you are realistically capable of, you'll have fun with your friends, assuming you haven't wagered a large chunk of change. In other words, expectations must be realistic. At least that's what I think. So I wanted to talk with Dr. Bob Winters. You'll find him at drbobwinters.com. Internationally known sports psychologist, author, speaker, the mental game. Okay? So let's bring him right into the clubhouse. Welcome in, Bob, Dr. Bob.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm really good. So you have studied expectations and how they impact performance. 35 years you've been investigating how one's thoughts and attitudes affect your ability to perform. So you were saying when we were just getting ready for the show, expectations can help and hurt. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think everybody has expectations. But before we even get into expectations and confidence, Danielle, let me say this to you. This is like, you know, a repeated interview here with you and me. You've had me on several times before. And I want to thank you on behalf of all the listeners and people like myself who are so fortunate to get on your program, because you have all the very best people in the world coming onto your show. And I'm just feeling very grateful for being here. So I just really wanted to say that before we even got started.
Thank you. Yes,
let's talk about expectations. Expectations are really an anticipation, a belief that something that you want to have happen will happen. You know, whether it's good or even a bad expectation. And the problem with expectations for a lot of people is that it becomes this preset standard of performance that says, this is how this situation, this day, this shot needs to be, or how I want it to be, or could be, or should be. So there is this mandate on this expectation. But here's the kicker. When this imagined expectation, and it is imagined, it's something you anticipate, you think about, but when that expectation doesn't match or equal the execution, the result or outcome, what happens now? You have an expectation emotional gap between what you imagined and what you created. So a lot of people are left very frustrated, angry, and disillusioned because what they expected out on the golf course didn't happen. And that's why we have a lot of frustrated golfers, and that's why I can make a nice living doing what I do, you know, talking to these frustrated and disillusioned golfers. But that's the whole problem. And people have, the people that are listening in, amateurs, even touring professionals, have a lot of unrealistic expectations. And we're always trying to help them monitor those expectations. But the negative expectations, the ones that are most prevalent, Danielle, with golfers who that you know we're talking with most of the time, they deal with results. They have expectations of score. They have expectations about how they're going to play, expectations of how the day is going to be, what they'll shoot, what people will think of them. And these get in your way of actually performing and staying into your rhythm, staying into your process, and doing your routine. And people always talk about fundamentals. Oh, just go out and have fun. Well, this game is very mental. That's why we call it fun, duh, mental. Okay, you're supposed to have fun, but duh, my mental game always gets in the way. And what happens, you have unrealistic expectations, perfectionistic expectations, and then the reality kicks in and you go, wow, I'm not anywhere close to what I imagined before starting the day.
So you were saying, too, though, that sometimes expectations or can be good for you. It's necessary at times to have those kinds of positive expectations.
Well, it's nice to have that positive enthusiasm, that anticipation of good things will happen. There's an old saying that you should expect the best, but you should be prepared for the worst. And most people just expect the best. They do not know how to cope or deal with, you know, unfortunate, you know, bounces, bad lies, and they really don't accept, you know, these, you know, expectations that are unmet very well. So that's why we always say expect the best, be prepared for the worst, know that this is a tough game, all right, and that you have to take this mistake that you just made, turn it around, take it for what it was, a miss, and let's move forward with a positive new mindset for this new shot we're about ready to hit. So expectations, you know, the time, you know, that I'm actually working with all of my tour players, college players, junior players, even, you know, high handicap players, here's what you should expect when you go out to the golf course. You should expect that you're going to have a good day, but you're going to have a good day because you're following your process, because you're going to fall in love with your target. You're going to fall in love with the day, that you're going to go out and create your day. And you're going to let your attitude determine your score and not let your score determine your attitude. Another thing you need to expect is, I expect to give my best on every shot, you know, when I step into, you know, the ball. And I expect, you know, that I'm going to handle the result with composure and maturity, and that, you know, I expect all day long I'm going to get to yes every time I step into a putt, into a shot. And I'll tell you what, this is a disciplined mindset you have to actually train yourself to. It's a lot easier to talk about it than it is to do it. But when you put away the negative expectations of score, results, and outcome, and get into, I expect to adhere to my routine, I expect to commit to my shot, and I expect to get to yes on every shot, it's amazing how those expectations lead to more enjoyable shots and lower scores.
Absolutely. That's so good. And I think about the emotions. You know, emotions are so powerful. Matthew Wolff, you know, love his game, love watching him. And he just started having that outcome anxiety. And if it got worse and worse, and you could see that his emotions were just getting the best of him. How do you not let your emotions, your insecurities, whatever is causing all of that stuff to well up? How does one work on that?
Well, the first thing we have to actually come to grips with, as amateur golfers, golfers who love the game, golfers who live for the weekends to get out and hit the little white ball around, we got to know one thing. That little white sphere, that little white orb, doesn't have any ears. It doesn't have a heart. We think it does. And we think it's actually punishing us. But the point of it is that you have to actually put the emotions aside and understand when I step into a shot, the ball is only going to reflect what my thinking, what I'm acting, what I'm feeling when I step into that shot. And when you step into a shot with purposeful intention, when you say, this is what I'm going to do versus, oh my God, you know, I just don't want to screw this shot up. Don't leave this shot short. Don't hit it right. Well, it's funny how the golf ball always, you know, sort of cooperates with what you're thinking. And when we say don't go right, that's the ironic process theory that actually suppresses and actually sort of subterfuges, you know, some intent, and we always go right or we always leave it short. And that's why for all the listeners here, when you go play a round of golf, the one thing you want to avoid is saying, don't leave it short, don't go right. You want to get into the do hit, you know, towards the target, do roll it into the hole. I mean, Nike is this multi-billion-dollar company because they've had this slogan of three words, just do it.
Yes.
And that's really what you have to do. You have to step into a shot and convince yourself, and commit, you know, to this focus, this is what I'm going to do. And when people get into a do focus, what happens, Danielle, is that this don't and the doubt and the worry tends to dissolve. It tends to flake away, and you get into this action plan, this purposeful behavior that actually hits your ball right to the target. And we all sit back and go, wow, that was amazing. What happened there? Well, your mind was a directed mind, and it directed your body to swing the club to hit the ball to your intended target. And that's why it's so important to have a target of intention. So for me, to get, you know, players, you know, like, you know, yourself and the millions of listeners that you have across the world, one of the things we're always doing is, what's my task? What's my target? And when you have a specific task that says, this is what I want to do, and then when you step in and you swing to that target, as you swing to the target, you are loving that target, you are swinging to the target, that ball can't go anyplace else other than that target, it is amazing how great a golf you can perform.
I'm feeling so positive right now. I just needed to reinforce something. I've heard, and I don't know, I can't cite any scientific studies done, but I've heard that the mind doesn't hear don't. So if you say don't go right, it hears go right. The don't.
Well, you know, a lot of people will say that, but let's face a fact here, and this is borne out in a lot of professional literature. Bad is stronger than the good.
Mm.
I mean, negative programming, negative talk, negative thoughts, they are 10 times worse. You know, when we talk about the power of positive thinking, the Norman Vincent Peale, yeah, that wonderful stuff, Dale Carnegie courses, all of this stuff, they had something here. But when we start talking about the power of negative thinking, negative stuff, that trash we say to ourselves inside our head, that reverberates. It leaves scar tissue there. And that's why for every bad shot, you've got to be able to, you know, to pick yourself up and say, hey, it's okay. Let it go. Dismiss it. Attaboy. Attagirl. You really need to keep those positive thoughts going, because in this game, nothing good, nothing at all, comes out of a negative thought or a negative feeling. And so when we say, you know, guys, don't go right, the last word that you said to yourself was right. So when we talk to people, and I talk to my players on all over the globe, the last thing we want to say, we're talking about the target, or we're talking about the ball rolling into the hole. Not up by the hole, not just to the hole. We're talking about rolling the ball into the hole, into the cup, because that's where you want the ball to go.
Awesome. Awesome. Dr. Robert Winters, Dr. It's drbobwinters.com. That's where you'll find Dr. Robert Winters. We're talking with him. You have something that I wanted to bring up, but, you know, we have to sign up for this. 10 mental rules for great putting.
You know, right. That's the putting course, on theconfidencedoctor.com. If you go to drbobwinters.com, it takes you into theconfidencedoctor.com. You know, I trademarked, you know, that title internationally a few years ago because I was talking about confidence so much. So we have these 10 mental rules for putting. We have a putting course that you can actually go in and purchase. And people have gone in and bought that. And I actually have 10 separate videos that say, okay, you know, here's rule number one. And I talk about rule number one is that every putt can be made. You have to have the philosophy that every putt you step into, you know, I'm not trying just to get it close. I'm not trying to lag it up there, because I think that leads to lackadaisical or almost, you know, blasé-type performance. I'm talking about every putt you step into, you're really knowing and believing the ball is going to go into the hole. And it goes on at the rules, like rule number two is, okay, if rule number one is every putt can be made, rule number two is every putt, regardless of distance, deserves to be made. Meaning we're talking about focused intention, focus, commitment, and it goes on and on and on. So really what we're creating here is a powerful putting philosophy that says, this is what I'm going to do. And when you talk about the greatest putters in the world, who I've had the chance to work with, and I've spent 45, 50 years now, Danielle, you know, working on all this stuff, the one thing that all putters, great putters, little kids, old men, old women who can putt great, they tell me the same things. What are you thinking about when you step into this putt? They're thinking about holing it. I'm thinking about rolling it on this line. I'm thinking about hitting it solid. And boy, when you start, you know, listening to these videos and the message that, you know, I'm talking about, it's transformational. People have this metamorphosis. They go from this hit and hope putter to, you know, get out of the way. I'm going to make this putt. So it's been a very powerful, powerful putting course, and I wish, you know, everybody sign up for it, because I'll tell you what, there's nothing greater. I remember Arnold Palmer and I were playing years ago, and he actually grabbed me by the back of the neck after we were talking about, you know, make some more putts. He makes a big 10-footer on the last hole to win sort of this Bay Hill shootout that he actually sponsors every week. And this is a long time ago, but he grabbed me, and he's a strong man at 72 years of age at that time. And he says, you know, they can talk about anybody making a 300-yard drive. He goes, but there's no greater feeling than making a winning putt on the final hole to win all the money. And that's a great testimonial there, you know, to our putting course.
Awesome. Dr. Bob Winters, find him at theconfidencedoctor.com or drbobwinters.com, internationally known sports psychologist, author, speaker, mental conditioning coach. Thank you so much for being on the show again.
Danielle, it's always a pleasure. You know, aloha. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We're going to come back and see about a rangefinder that will do so much more than just tell you the distance. But, of course, in competition, you can only use it for the distance. Yes, we're going to find out about Blue Tees Golf right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay- Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Taylor Herber, Vice President of Sales, Blue Tees Golf. BlueTeesGolf.com. Pretty simple. BlueTeesGolf.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Taylor.
Hey, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Taylor is the Vice President of Sales at Blue Tees Golf, rapidly growing producer of golf rangefinders and accessories, golf industry veteran, 15 years of experience, growing companies is the name of his game. He founded H2 Golf Company. He's remains the CEO of H2 Sales. Founded OffPriceGolf.com, consumer direct e-commerce platform. You were way ahead of your time, weren't you?
I guess, Danielle. I was kind of forced into the golf business a little bit. My father was with TaylorMade kind of right at the beginning when they developed the metal wood. And then I grew up in it and fortunately had some pretty good experiences so far. And I think the best is yet to come with Blue Tees and really enjoying myself right now, kind of with this amazing golf boom that we have going on.
It is an amazing golf boom. People found out how wonderful it is, A, to get exercise, B, to be outdoors, and C, to be safe. In the beginning, it was safe outdoors and exercising, but it's sticking. People got it, and they're sticking with it. But let's talk about this rangefinder, the Series 3 Max Golf Rangefinder. It has so many things that it can do for me. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the Series 3 Max is our newest rangefinder. Our original rangefinders that we launched when the company first started was our S2 series. We had a rangefinder that didn't have slope, and then we had one that had slope, but you had no ability to turn them on or off. We knew that if we wanted to kind of step our game up and kind of get involved where your larger, more established rangefinder companies are, we needed to make a really premium product. Not to say the S2 products are not premium. They're about as good as they get in the price point that they're at. But we knew that if we wanted to compete and have something that was tour quality, We had to increase, you know, the level of our optics. We had to offer a slope switch so it was legal for tournament play. We had to add a magnetic feature so you could, you know, clip it to your cart, pick it up with your golf club. And so we wanted to create, you know, a point-and-shoot unit that your top tour players can use all the way down to your, you know, 15, 20 handicap like myself today, I think I am. Don't get out and play enough golf. But we want to do it at a price point that is feasible for everybody. And so that's what we've accomplished with the S3 Max. One thing I would say about the S3 Max is it's not just a fantastic point-and-shoot. It kind of in true Blue Tees fashion. It's extremely stylish. I spoke with a gentleman that's a journalist that's been in the industry for a lot longer than I have, and he received one the other day. He purchased, and then his 85-year-old father got one, and he said, this is things like a piece of jewelry. You know, the packaging from every touch in the experience, it's a great product. So that was really validating, and, you know, I think it's a great value for what we're providing there.
Interesting. I couldn't help but wonder, when you said you knew you were going to have to do, for instance, elevation changes, certainly, but you'd need a button to stop that capability in the rangefinder for competition. Did you sense that they were going to allow rangefinders in competition?
I mean, there's been rumblings for years that they were going to allow it, and I think it's obviously anything to enhance the game, anything to bring excitement, anything to speed the game up in the sense of accuracy and knowing your distances. Obviously I think it's a fantastic move, and we just happen to be in the right space at the right time for that. But we knew even if that rule hadn't changed, that's a function that your number one selling rangefinder in the world, that's a function it has. And so we needed to apply that function when we created this product.
Excellent. So you've got the third generation active slope switch, which is USGA tournament legal, the Smart Ambient HD display. Tell me about that feature.
Yeah, so the auto ambient display it's pretty cool. So basically, one big thing when it comes to optics is, one, they have to be super clear. Otherwise, and that's your biggest struggle, especially when you get into the little bit older age group, in the sense of shaky hands, or you're playing in the Midwest and there's a bunch of trees and things, and you have to be able to designate what the flag is. Basically, laser rangefinder technology is the laser shooting, you know, an inanimate object, hopefully. And when you shoot that, it's how quick the laser comes back to the device, and that's what's basically giving you your distance. And so we wanted to make that as easy as possible for the consumer or the user to be able to see their targets and hit their targets. And so the auto ambient side, what's really cool about it is it starts with a red display, which really pops against the darker background. So really the display is going to stay very red until, you know, it's super bright out, and then it will eventually change to a black color. If you're in like let's say you're playing Pebble and you're shooting and your background is a super bright ocean, it's the black is going to pop better. So it automatically changes to that color.
Cool.
But otherwise when you're shooting in a wooded area and black would not show up against a really dark forest green tree, that red is going to stay there. So it has kind of that, there's a technology behind it and a lens that allows it to do that. So it's just a neat feature that we feel adds an enhancement, but doesn't go overboard in the sense of, I mean, sometimes there, I don't know how to make it sound not too negative, but when there's too much technology behind something and there's just so many things going on, at least in my perspective, when I'm on the golf course, I don't want to be shuffling through my cell phone. I'm going out there to enjoy myself, relax, pop a beer with my buddies, and hoping to get through the round and not lose too many golf balls. And so that's definitely the concept behind this product, is it's as good as it gets optics wise, and it's a fantastic point and shoot, but there's not, you know, you're not fumbling with an app. You're not doing this or that. It does its job.
That's nice. So, when we were talking about competition, and this is for you listeners, allowing rangefinders in competition is now de rigueur, normal almost, except, you know, it's, some people are not allowing it, but it's probably going to spread. but it can only be used for distance, not for elevation change. So that's where you need that. The players have taped the button to the distance mode so that elevation changes won't be measured, which isn't allowed. Smart thinking there, right? I didn't even think of rangefinders doing elevation changes.
Yeah, and that's something, it's been around for a little while. The technology in the rangefinder space, obviously it came from the hunting and military space, and some of the larger industry leaders at this time and previously. That's how they got into it. That's the business they were in the sense of being able to lock onto a target, and the slope function really allows you to know exactly what your distance is. And for your average golfer and myself, when I'm out there, I've got my slope on the entire time. You know, I'm not playing in tournaments. I'm going out with my buddies on the weekend when I'm not working. And, you know, there is no harm in anything that can help my game. So, you know, so that's what it's for. And I encourage people to use the slope. The goal in golf right now, and I think the way we keep this thing going and the longevity side of it, is to continue the fun. That's a big part of it, helping people improve. And then when you get to that point, when you're playing in a tournament, you got good enough and you're shooting in the 70s and 80s now, you know, you can switch your slope off there.
Yeah. I love it. And you've also teamed up with George Genkis, a very notable coach. Tell us about George.
Yeah, so George is fun. That's kind of the name of the game, and I keep reiterating that and saying it about the game of golf. And so he's today's golf coach. He's doesn't necessarily, you know, have that what I would call a stuffy country club feel. He definitely is modeled after what we try to accomplish with our company and how we run our day to day. And you know, so but George is a fantastic teacher as well. So he's just not out there for the fun. He's you know, taught some of the best players in the world. He's been a, you know, a top golf coach, you know, Golf Digest, everywhere else, becoming very well known. If you follow him on social media, it's a pretty fun follow. He does fantastic things, works with kids, ladies, and then you'll see him cruising on a private jet doing something else fun. So George is a great guy. He fits into this fun atmosphere that we're seeing, this younger crowd that's coming into the golf business. But he teaches all age groups and just, you know, gives a little bit different vibe to golf, which I think is extremely healthy. So,
Yeah. He's taught over 10,000 in-person lessons, including some of the best players on the PGA Tour, Korn Ferry Tour, Canadian Tour, elite collegiate and junior golfers, and teaching everybody the way he teaches. I like how this info sheet is. George pushes teaching standards and has created his own techniques, his own voice, his own brand. I can't wait to see him. I'm going to have to find out so I can share with everybody. Golf Digest number 11 rank teacher. So exclusively using Blue Tees golf rangefinders on and off the golf course and in his teaching. I think that's something that we overlook, how best to use a rangefinder, you know, the teaching of using a rangefinder instead of fumble and figure, which is something I do.
Yeah, and if you're teaching and you're out on a course, and I don't know if you've ever taken a lesson out on a course with a golf professional, but, you know, to have that tool available, be able to tell your student what's going on is a pretty neat thing to have. And then teaching them about their distances, teaching them about how to figure out elevations and things like that, where they're hitting from. I think it's a fantastic tool for a teaching pro. And as you said, I mean, there's a lot of people are probably hearing George's name for the first time potentially here. But once you look him up, he's done some amazing things. You know, he's your kind of everyday fun guy. And that's a really neat vibe to have in the industry.
Now, did I pronounce his last name correctly?
Yeah, Genkis, you got it.
Okay, yeah, and you can find him at georgegankis.com. And his last name is spelled GANKAS, georgegankis.golf. Okay, that's really, seriously, I just went to it.
Yeah, and George has some fantastic teaching tools as well. He's got some, you know, all of us love game improvement devices, and you know, it's amazing how many of those are sold in golf. But George definitely has, he has a new tool called Shallower that he has that's really, I mean, I may be a terrible golfer, but I know the golf swing pretty well and have built golf clubs in the past for top golfers throughout the world and done a lot of things in the golf industry. And I've seen sold a lot of products, and he makes some really neat things that have some forward thinking to them and changing the golf swing, making it a little bit better for your body, et cetera, and generating a lot of power. So he's got some cool stuff.
He does. He does. And he's got a review from the PGA Tour. And I'm going to read this first. Having a program where you get so much info in one place on your phone or on your computer, it's unlike anything else. You get access to George's life's work. That's Matt Wolf. I've been talking about Matt Wolf this whole show. Yeah, that's exciting to see, you know, a professional that we get to watch on television talk about the person that he admires, and that's very cool. So, you know, I'm so pleased to meet you, Taylor. Thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything I didn't give you an opportunity to say?
You know what, I would say, I mean, super fun. Thank you so much for having me. And I'd love to do this another time as we come out with some new fun things. There's a lot new coming from Blue Tees as well. There will be some really fun color variations in the S3 Max. You know, one of them specifically targeting women that I think I can't divulge too much, but it will be coming kind of for the fall/holiday. And obviously, we feel that the women's golf market is really neglected in the electronic space. So we're doing something about that. Cool. That's coming up here soon. In the sense of finding information about Blue Tees Golf, obviously, BlueTeesGolf.com is a great spot to learn more about our products, you know, about our company, what we're doing. And then if you get a chance, you know, at Blue Tees Golf, our social, you know, we've got a lot of fantastic people that work with us. A lot of ambassadors that are really great out there. Haley Ostrom being one of them. She does a fantastic job. Bryce Butler, ex Dallas Cowboy, is a giant fan of the product. Cool. So you'll see some really cool stories with him, But yeah, I definitely would encourage everybody to go check out BlueTeesGolf.com. And then on top of that, I always have to give a shout out to all of our retailers and everybody involved in that aspect. So, you know, we're in every single Dick's Sporting Goods, so you can go and find your S3 Max there, PGA Tour Superstores, and then roughly 600-700 Greengrass locations across the United States as well.
And Tampa. Tampa Pro Shop.
Yeah, Tampa Pro Shop, right?
Tampa Pro Shop. Yes, and that's how I found out about you. And your palm fronds kind of got me, and the palm trees. A Blue Tees Golf has palm trees and palm fronds in their logo, in their...
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
You know what? Our owners are all, I think, 31 and below. They're all from Southern California originally. And, you know, that was kind of a look and vibe that our designer loves. Our designer doesn't just do cosmetics. He's an industrial engineer, does amazing things. He built that S3 Max from the ground up.
Wow.
But in the sense of, you know, the palm fronds, just wait till our new towel comes out for you, Danielle. I'll get you one so you can check it out. It's palm frond up. But, No, just some really, really, you know, the design aspect of it. So it kind of came from hanging out at the beach, obviously, and giving that relaxed, have a good time on the golf course vibe. And you'll see that in most of our marketing and imagery and everything else. And
yeah, so it makes me feel good.
That's where that one came from.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. Taylor Herber, Vice President of Sales, Blue Tees Golf, BlueTeesGolf.com. Just the way it sounds, Blue Tees Golf.com. And two E's, in case you know, a lot of people listen to the show and they don't necessarily play the game, but they might want to get something for a friend. Thanks for being on the show, Taylor.
Thank you, Danielle. My pleasure, and I had so much fun. Thank you
Good.
So much.
Yay. Aloha. Got Alex Myers, one of my favorite people who has a great sense of humor. He's senior writer over at Golf Digest. He'll be on with us after we take a short break to thank the people who make this show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson. K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu. Hey, I think it's time to give away some golf balls. We have from TampaProShop.com, TampaProShop.com. We've got a box of Bridgestone golf balls for the ninth caller. That's all you've got to do. Just pick up the phone and dial 808-545-1111.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him, rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
The Golf Club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee.
Now back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest magazine, and he writes one of my favorite golfdigest.com columns. It comes out on Tuesday, and it's called The Grind. It's social, it's off the wall, it's the week in review, taking a look at some of the crazier things that have happened in the game and some of the more serious things, too, on the lighter side. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
Hey, Danielle. Great to be here.
Oh, you know, I love this idea that you want to know who could be the Ben Curtis of this year's The Open.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's an interesting way to break it down. You know, tell us about where this gem of an idea came from.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, and we've done certain things to kind of how you identify the different British Open courses or the Open Championship rota, so to speak. And for whatever reason, Royal St. George's seems to be the one that a lot of people don't really remember. And we had a funny thing where it's the one where you can see the power plant in the background. And that's kind of like how casual fans, I think, know it. But really, in the last 20 years, or I guess 18 years specifically, the last times it's hosted, it has produced two of the biggest underdogs in golf history. And they're both huge underdogs, but from totally different circumstances. You had Ben Curtis in 2003 playing in his first major ever. and becoming the first person to win their major debut since Francis we met in 1913. So that was out of nowhere. He was 300-1 odds. And then 8 years later in 2011, you had an underdog for a different reason. It was Darren Clark. He was kind of, you know, past prime, so to speak. He hadn't had a top 10 in 10 years. And he wins the Open to win his first major of his career, finally, at almost age 43. So it's just crazy that Royal St. George's, I don't know what it is with the course, that you get the funky bounces and the fairways. It produces some unusual things there. It's kind of crazy that you've had these two totally unexpected winners win there the last two times.
Yeah, and Ben Curtis, he had an interesting group of guys behind him. He had Vijay Singh, Thomas Bjorn, right? Tiger Woods and Davis Love III, they all finished behind Ben Curtis, which was...
Exactly.
Right.
It was. You're right. That was an absolutely crazy year. You had Tiger in there. I remember, I think it was during the third round, Tiger holds a bunker shot to, like, take the lead. And just, you know, at that point, it was an automatic that he was going to win the tournament. But
absolutely.
He didn't. And then, right, you're right, Davis Love, and then Thomas Bjorn, and Vijay Singh, who was, you know, knocking on the door being number one. He eventually took over Tiger at number one the next year. He was right there, too. And somehow, Ben Curtis, and that's what makes golf just so amazing, Ben Curtis, out of nowhere, holds off, you know, not only the field, just a tremendous group right at the top there. That's why it's really one of the biggest upsets ever. Again, 300-1 odds. I think Todd Hamilton the next year was technically a bigger long shot at 500-1 odds. But Ben Curtis, I mean, he was the lowest ranked player as well, ranked 396th in the world when he won. I think he jumped all the way to 35th with that win. And, you know, what's funny, though, Danielle, is, you know, Ben Curtis ended up having a good career. He just, you know, he was a little off to a slow start. He was 26. He hadn't qualified for a major yet. He ended up winning 4 PGA Tour titles. He made a Ryder Cup team. He was on the winning team in 2008 for the U.S. He finished runner-up at the PGA Championship 1 year. So, you know, he had a nice career. He's actually already been retired for a few years. He's a teaching pro, I believe, in Ohio. But what a great story that was in 2003 for him to not only win, but to hold off those big names.
Okay, so let's break it down here. So you've got two different categories, right? One is a Ben Curtis, and one is the Darren Clark. So
right.
Tell us who you think, you know, because, you know, for our people who like to wager a long shot,
so,
right?
Well, it was tough to find guys that matched up perfectly because, again, both those situations were so unusual. But I did find one guy who was 300-1 odds, like Ben Curtis was. His name's Johannes Veerman. He went to Texas A&M. He's 29 years old. This is his major debut, and he's 300-1. So, hey, you never know. There are a couple other guys in there. I cheated with one guy. A guy named Matthias Schwab is actually a very good European Tour pro. He hasn't won yet, though, and this will be his Open Championship debut, and he's 200-1. So that's probably a little more realistic. Then in the Darren Clark category, you have some older guys who haven't won yet. And you start right at the top with Matt Kuchar and Ian Poulter. Those are the two guys. Ian Poulter is 125-1 odds, which is exactly what Darren Clark was in 2011. Matt Kuchar, you can get him at 200-1 odds. And as we all know, it was the last time that the Open was in England. It was 4 years ago, Royal Birkdale. That was Matt Kuchar's closest time to winning a major. That was when Jordan Spieth made that incredible rally down the stretch after he lost the lead to beat Matt Kuchar. So both those guys, you know, 125-1, 200-1, you could certainly do a lot worse. The only difference being Darren Clark was outside of the top 100 in the world ranking when he did it, which again is why it was so unusual. Matt Kuchar and Ian Poulter are actually both in the top 65 in the world. So they're still, you know, they're still good players, relevant players. That's what makes Darren Clark. Darren Clark, and then Darren Clark hasn't even sniffed a top 10, even a top 25, I don't think, since that win. He's obviously now in the senior tour. He was playing yesterday in the U.S. Senior Open. So you look at his, I love looking at these guys' Wikipedia pages, and you see the color codes for their majors. And Derek Clark has this one little splotch of green where he won in 2011. And outside of that, the 20 years before and after, it's just nothing. He did nothing at majors. So it was truly an amazing win for him and Ben Curtis. And so, again, Royal St. George's, we'll see if it can do it again three times in a row. Now, I should say, the Open before that at Royal St. George's in 1973, Greg Norman won. He was the number one player in the world. So we don't always get an upset here, Danielle.
Right.
But we'll see.
You know, that Wikipedia chart on how a player's done is such a downer.
I know.
You look at it and you go, unless they're really good and they got a lot of victories, it's like, poor guy, man. This.
Danielle, you nailed it on the head. I mean, golf is so crazy, right? I mean, you know, in a typical week, what, there's 156 guys. Only one guy is going to win. So you're right. You look there. You're not going to see a lot of green there. And that the green denotes the wins. You might see some yellow. Those are the top tens. But you're right. It's a lot of just gray and white and a lot of thing. You know, weeks that those guys maybe forget. But that's what kind of a sport it is. You kind of just play for that one or two great weeks a year. And certainly if you can happen to have one of those great weeks at one of the four biggest events at the major, that just changes your life, like it did for Ben Curtis.
Oh, speaking of life-changing, the breakup of Bryson DeChambeau's, caddy, Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, not hard for me to remember his name.
That's right.
And I was just talking to a gentleman, Blue Tees Golf, and range finders, and they're now allowed on the golf course, right, in competition. So the player caddy, does a player need the caddy anymore?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting. The guys at the office make fun of me. I'm one of those guys who do think that these caddies are pretty interchangeable. That's not to say they're not great at what they do. I just think once you get to that level and you have a guy who's, you know, done it for even a year or whatever, kind of knows what he's doing, it really comes down to the player being comfortable with someone. That's why we're seeing more guys just pick their friends, frankly, or even their significant others to kind of do this job. I mean, you don't necessarily need, you know, a 65-year-old guy who's been doing this for 50 years to do this job. I mean, it's more about just being comfortable out there. We've seen how well Lee Westwood has played this year with his now wife on the back, Helen Story. So, you know, you don't have to have a professional caddy, I don't think. Now, some guys, though, might, and Bryson, I think, would be one of those guys because we know how technical and calculated he is. Some guys probably do think they need a guy or a woman who is just, that's what they've done, that's what they know, it's in their blood. You know, maybe that makes them feel better about their chances. But certainly, you know, with Bryson, from what we've heard, as you can imagine, he's a pretty demanding boss. We've all seen him, you know, burning the midnight oil literally at these ranges at majors, you know, hitting balls when it's pitch black on the range. And, you know, if you're the caddy, you have to be out there. So he puts these guys through a lot. And then, of course, all the calculations on the course and going through the, you know, the air pressure and the humidity and this and that before every shot and the wind. And, you know, Bryson's got his own way of doing things. So, you know, it's a great job, don't get me wrong, because you're going to make a lot of money with Bryson DeChambeau, but you're going to have to work for it. So we'll see what happens. I just saw he has a new guy, Ryan Ziegler, I think it is. I honestly don't really know how much about him. In the meantime, he had, you know, it was someone who worked for Cobra, who he was friends with, who had been on his bag for that tournament when Tim Tucker left. We'll see what happens with this. We'll see if that's just this is another temporary thing or if this guy ends up being more permanent. But again, Bryson, you know, I think most guys could probably adapt to their caddy after a couple weeks. Bryson's probably going to need a really hard search to find just what he's looking for.
Yeah, a physicist.
Yeah, exactly. A fellow physicist. And you know, Tim Tucker was not exactly a math wizard or anything. He's said that he doesn't really have great math skills, but again, he learned through the years of what Bryson wanted, and he worked hard. And you know, it sounds like it did happen rather abruptly, but it does sound like they both had a good run together. I think Tim Tucker might have wanted to do something else. He used to be a caddy at Bandon Dunes. There's talk that he might set up some kind of shuttle service there and be a part of that. So he might be looking to get out anyway. I mean, again, he's been on the bag with Bryson for about 5-6 years. You know, it's a lot of work, and they did break up another time in 2017, and they got back together. So you never know; these things can guys can get back together, guys can break up. It's just like a relationship, Danielle.
Yeah, it is a relationship. You know, it's like doing a morning show, which I used to do with a guy. You know, I would spend more time with him. Used to fight. It's like, you're right, my wife. What's going on here?
Exactly.
We're not coworkers anymore. But you know what? With Bryson, there's this added thing going on. Great guy. I met him once, really, before he got big and everything. Mm-hmm. Very nice young man and very unassuming. But nowadays, it just seems like when he's in the spotlight, you know, when all the attention is on Bryson, Bryson thrives. But as soon as that spotlight just turns away from him, he just doesn't do so well, you know? Mm. And he really needs to look at just being self-composed rather than worrying about whether he's getting the, you know, the $40 million for generating all the hoopla. What's that thing called, the PGA Tour?
The player Impact Program.
Yeah, that one. Pip.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah. So that's and another thing I think they need to do is invest in more security at the Scottish Open.
Seriously, because what is going on there?
Wasn't that weird?
That was weird. And there's been so many different reactions about how guys should have handled it, and you know, a lot of Steve Williams jokes, including me included. I mean, it is true. If Steve Williams had been there, he would have tackled that guy.
Oh,
instantly.
Yeah.
Rory's caddy just kind of said, hey, what's going on here? But you know, on the other hand, people have raised good points. I mean, anyone who's bold enough to kind of do that, you should probably be a little worried about what they're capable of doing. Now, it turns out I think the guy was totally harmless. But in that moment, you just never know. But I agree, Daniel. You know, we saw it at Kiowa with the PGA Championship with those the crowd swarming those guys, Phil Mickelson and Brooks, as they came up 18. And, you know, it was a cool moment, but there was also some, you know, tussling going on there. Brooks said he got dinged up a little on his knee. I mean, Phil's brother was a little worried, his caddy. You know, I think we do need to be a little careful. And I almost wonder if, you know, this year away from sports where fans couldn't go, and now they come back, either they need to kind of be re-educated on what's proper and what's improper, or you know, they just need to calm down. Because
chill.
I think they're just so excited to be there.
Yes.
That they want to be part of it. And it's like, no, you're a fan. You've got to stay behind the ropes. That's why the ropes are there. So I think those situations are going to have to be addressed. I think the Kiowa situation in particular was, you know, again, while we look back at it and it looks like a cool moment, and we've seen that with Tiger, too.
Yes.
At some point, you do have to worry a little bit security, no doubt about it.
Yeah, when Tiger was, you know, surrounded, which was an incredible moment, just watching still gives me goosebumps, chicken skin. You know, I'm still, wow, that was just amazing. Rory took off. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I want safety. But I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. I was so surprised, since his parents lived to be so old, and I don't mean that, you know, I just mean they lived a long, long, wonderful life. Golf course architect Perry Dye, the son of Alice and Pete, he died at the age of 68, and that just seems so young in today's world.
Yeah, that was sad. I got that email last night, and I was surprised, and I honestly don't know any of the details behind it, but yes, 68 years old. Of course, his legendary parents have both died pretty recently. There's a course right around here. We used to have a corporate membership at Pound Ridge that Perry Dye designed. And man, he was a chip off the old block, because it was one of the most intimidating courses you've ever played. And we finally, you know, after playing it a few times, we finally realized, okay, it's not quite as hard once you see it from behind. You know, when you look back from the greens, you're like, oh, okay, there is area to land the ball there. But it's kind of like with these Pete Dye courses, where he plays these mind tricks on you, and it just looks so intimidating off the tee. So, yeah, that was sad. I think he did over 80 courses on his own. Obviously, he had his own great career in following in the footsteps of his legendary parents. But, yeah, that was sad. Sad to hear about, no doubt.
Yeah, and Alice, I'm sure, is part of the block that he's a chip off of because, right?
No,
yeah, she...
Well, she got credit. She gets credit for the island hole at TPC Sawgrass. I mean, that's the story. That Pete always gave Alice and I credit for coming up with that hole. And, of course, that's the most famous hole that he ever did and maybe the most famous hole in golf. So, no doubt, those parents... They knew a lot about golf.
Yeah, they did. They did. And it was, a wonderful career and truly a great family. And will be missed. At 68 just seems so young. And I don't know the details either exactly. Yeah. Well, okay, we've got about 60 seconds left. So tell me, you got a pick for the Open?
Oh, man, I've been going back and forth. It's just so tough. I'm not picking Rahm. I just can't. I know he's the hottest player in the world. I think Justin Thomas coming a little under the radar. If you say that about the third-ranked guy in the world. I mean, he's playing well this week in Scotland. I'm really got my eye on, and he's a guy I always do, but Xander Schauffele, he's now married, which kind of surprised a lot of people. He's not one of these guys that's flaunting his stuff on social media, which I give him respect for. He got married just last week. It's an adorable picture with his wife and their two dogs, and they were both dressed up in tuxedos and whatnot. It was really cute. So, we had a new father win the U.S. Open in Jon Rahm. Maybe we have a newly married man in Xander Schauffele winning the Open. I'd love to see that.
That's great. And so is Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest magazine. Check out on Tuesday when The Grind comes out. And it's going to be interesting to see what you pick out of the world of golf, off the wall, social, the week in review. Thanks, Alex, for being on the show.
Thanks. Anytime, Danielle. Take care.
Aloha. Thank you to our wonderful sponsors, Global Golf Post, a leading digital golf publication, and the first digital golf magazine. It's got a great rep. And it's a great gift. Anytime you've got a golfer and you don't know what to give them, they've got not only the free version of Global Golf Post, but there's Global Golf Post Plus. And that will make a really good gift. So globalgolfpost.com. Go there. Aloha Power Equipment. The moving sale continues. Yes, they've got to do it. And the store's empty. And the other store they're moving to is ready. So all of this is in works. They put power at your fingertips for everything you need, including that Honda mower, Sand Island, and Waipahu stores. Honolulu Sign, they do exterior building signs, they do real estate and lighting signs, they do parking signs, interior signs, signs, all kinds, PPE signs. Honolulu Sign, they're on Hart Street now. MD Restoration for flood or fire disasters. For disasters, I wish, they wouldn't happen, but they do. And when they do, you need help right away. 24/7 MD Restoration. When disaster strikes, call MD Restoration. The number is 528-3434. Easy, right? 528-3434. Hawaii Pain and Spine and Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Got pain? Got to go see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Do something about the pain. Don't live with it. You don't have to be in pain, which slows you down and makes everything gray and makes me grumpy when I'm in pain. And Sears Electric. Sears Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High rises, shopping, and commercial centers. No project is too big. No project is too small. They do city and state projects. You've got to get your stuff done right, on time, on budget. That's what they do. Sears Electric, 842-144. Excuse me. Let's do that right. 842-1944. 842-1944, extension 23. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. You can hear the show at RadioGolfClub.com. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.